Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our next episode with Kelly Fasterlein, financial advisor and advocate for federal employees nationwide. Welcome back, Kelly.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me here today.
Okay, so this session is going to focus on their group benefits, not only while you're working, but when you retire. And I think a lot of times when we do our educational events and retirement sessions, the federal employee be, why are we talking about all these group benefits? Well, in your practice, as you've explained in previous sessions, it's a very important part of the retirement planning process, correct?
Well, there's a big picture here that we have to really handle all angles of retirement.
Okay, so let's get into it. I know there's specific group benefits that you want to help clarify as they're working and then when they get into retirement. So let's get into it. I think the dental and vision might be a good place to start, right?
Well, let's start up at the health benefits first, the FEHB, which is the Federal Employees Health Benefit. So while you're employed, you have over 200 carriers to choose from. Now, lots of employees pick Blue Cross Blue Shield, but you have lots and lots of options. And the government is paying roughly 72% of your premium. Now, if you're a postal worker, they pay a bit more. And those premiums that you pay, your percentage of that, that's pre-tax dollars that are paying that premium. Okay, and there's an open season every November and December. Then when you retire, to be eligible for carrying FEHB, then your federal health benefits into retirement, you need to retire on an immediate FERS pension, not a deferred FERS pension. So you've got to look at that eligibility for retirement to be able to take that immediate FERS pension. Now, the employee needs to be enrolled in FEHB for the 5 years immediately preceding their retirement. Now, the whole family does not need to be on for that five-year period, but the family does need to be enrolled before the employee passes or retires. So that FEHB premium really carries the same in retirement, and the federal government in most agencies is still picking up that roughly 72%, but your portion now is going to be paid with after-tax money rather than pre-tax money. So you'll have just a touch more taxable income. So check with your agency to see if they carry.
Now, 200 options, is that what I heard you say?
Tons and tons of options, yes. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Now that FEHB decision, if you cancel FEHB, that's an irrevocable decision. So you can't change your mind if you cancel it. So you want to definitely plan for it and really understand it. And in some cases, an employee can suspend FEHB and use a Medicare-approved HMO or TRICARE and then later re-enroll, but definitely work with somebody that can help you through that. Now, one last consideration. If your spouse is on FEHB with you and wants to carry that into retirement, make sure to take the FERS survivor benefit, so that if you predecease your spouse will continue to have those FEHB benefits. So like in the case of Dennis and Nancy, Dennis is considerably older than Nancy, and he wants to make sure Nancy continues to have FEHB should he predecease her. So he needs to select the FEHB survivor benefit to assure that.
Okay. Important information.
Yes. Yes. Lots of decision points.
Yes. Okay, so then let's go on to dental and vision.
Right. This plan is, that's your Fed VIP. That's the dental and vision. Now, you can keep that plan if you retire also on an immediate pension. And there's no five-year rule on that. And you can also enroll after you're retired. So a little more options on the dental vision side.
Okay. And then Fegley, which I don't think in our experience of working with federal employees, I still don't think enough people out there realize how it works and the expense as you get closer to retirement.
Yeah, there are parts that start to get real expensive on it. And a lot of folks I talk to, they signed up for Fegley when they signed on, and they've never looked at it since. So it's something definitely to keep up with. Now, Fegley, that's your federal employee group life insurance. And it's basically group term life insurance while you're employed. It's not particularly intended for after retirement, but a lot of folks kind of consider how they want to carry it after retirement and what life insurance needs they'll have. So most employees turn on Fegley and start Fegley when they start working. There's rarely an open season. The last two were 2004 and 2016. But if you have a qualifying life event like marriage, divorce, death of a spouse, or birth or adoption, something like that, then you can go readdress your coverage. Now, again, postal workers, they do not pay for the basic Fegley, so they're not going to see it on their pay stub. Now, Fegley has four basic life insurance options while you're working. The one most people see is that basic insurance. That's your salary rounded to the nearest thousand and then has 2,000 added. So if you're making, you know, 72,384, it's going to round up to 73, and then with 2,000 added, your death benefit would be 75. Okay? And so that basic coverage, when you're younger, if you're less than or equal to 35 years old, you basically get two times your salary death benefit. If you're between 36 and 44, it starts to decrement until you hit 45, and then it's one times your salary. But that's real good coverage. Now, there are some other options that you can go for. Option A is increments of $10,000 on the employee. So if you were getting $75,000 of coverage and you wanted $85,000 or $95,000 or $105,000, you could add option A and increment that death benefit. Now, option B, that's multiples of your salary, from one to five times your salary. And so you can choose that as well. That's the one that starts to get real pricey. Once you hit about age 45, it starts doubling in price every 5 years. So that's one to really keep your eye on, because as you get older, there might be some better options if you still need that level of coverage. And option C, that's where you're insuring spouse and children. And you're buying, again, in multiples. On the spouse, you're buying multiples of 5,000. So you can buy, you know, 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, et cetera. And on children, for all your children, if you have seven children, you know, you're covering them all for one price, it's multiples of 2,500, you know, up through them being 18 or 22 if they're a full-time student. So quite a few options on Fegley to consider.
So then what are the alternatives then when you get into what? So you have somebody, let's say they're 55, they have option B. As an advisor, what are some of the alternatives that you've looked at and solutions for these individuals? Maybe they didn't even realize were out there.
Yeah, there are some different ideas for them. You know, it depends what kind of insurance they want, whether they want that same term insurance coverage. There are definitely some less expensive options for the same kind of term coverage. But term coverage is like renting insurance. And at some point, it turns out, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, all of a sudden the price goes up. And in the industry, most folks find that they finally let go of their term insurance because it's just too expensive to carry as they get older. So if life insurance is needed in your plan, because if one spouse passes, the other one's really going to need some extra benefit, then we want to start looking at some permanent insurance options. And there are some real good choices with either guaranteed life, survivor life, universal life, things that will make sure that you will have that death benefit available for whoever needs it in a cost-effective way over time. Now, usually that permanent insurance is a bit more expensive up front, but when it plays out over the years, it is about the only way really to ensure that somebody's, your spouse or children are going to get that death benefit.
Okay, so this kind of leads into the topic for next week, but there are some life insurance products out there that will include long-term care options or provisions, correct?
There are some, and so you really need to take a look at that, because as you look at retiring and you look at that eligibility for retiring, if you're enrolled in your basic for 5 years before retiring, then you're eligible to take it. You have an option with your FEGLI to keep the coverage you have, to reduce it, take a 50% reduction or a 75% reduction. Now, what you've got to keep in mind is that you've paid for, say, basic all these years, that 75% reduction is free. So this is a really good deal. Now, you've got to make sure that by the time, you know, if you were making $100,000 and your death benefits reduced down to $25,000, that's going to carry you the way you want it to carry. Right. And you have the same options for that reduction on options A and B. With C, it's either you take it full or no reduction, kind of thing. So
okay.
Looking at that coverage is a very important, and you really need to factor it into your plan and how your plan is going to play out, especially should one spouse predecease the other spouse.
That's important information. Okay, so let's talk about next session. What are we going to be addressing? I know we mentioned the long-term care.
Long-term care, and then we also want to touch on the special retirement supplement for folks that are retiring before they're 62. How do they qualify for that, and what does it look like? How is it going to carry them?
Right, and then there's some mandatory employees that are forced into retirement, right?
There are some of those special provision employees.
Special provision. So, okay, so we're going to get into that next session. Great information, Kelly. Thank you for sharing today.
You are welcome.
And so somebody out there listening in, how do they get a hold of you? What's the best way to contact your team?
Yeah, the best way is through our 800 number, so 888-545-8840, extension 700 to get directly to my team. Okay. Let me repeat that. It's 888-545-8840, extension 700.
And you can also send Kelly an email at Kelly with a Y, K-E-L-L-Y, at govresource.com. And for additional information on your benefits education, the 12 must-answered questions each of you need to address before retiring, go to fedchecklist.com, fedchecklist.com. And you can also post questions or comments for Kelly, or let us know you attended this session. We'll get them over to her. And we'll be back for our next session. So great information today. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time, Kelly. I know how busy you are.
Thank you, Jeff.
This wraps up our session today. Look for the next episode to be uploaded soon. And we'll talk to everybody within the next week. Thank you.